This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Welcome. Fantastic. It is Monday morning and you are listening to Tim Campbell, Anthony Kalia, with our very special guest, Matt Gilbertson, direct from Adelaide. He's like Adelaide royalty, and from one royal to another, we are about to speak to entertainment royalty. No, not Rhonda Birchmore. No, not Bert Newton, but Paddy Newton.
Yes, it's all about Paddy this morning.
We didn't want to talk to Bert. We wanted to talk to you, Paddy. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, boys. How are you?
Oh, very well. Good. Have you recovered from the Grand Prix? Because you were down in quite a few champagnes that day, love.
Pardon? Excuse me, you have to speak up. My ears are gone.
You're very good at that.
It was very good. I had a wonderful day, mainly because I spent the day, well, Lauren and I spent the day with you and Tim sort of having a lot of laughs. We really enjoyed it. But Annie Peacock's a gorgeous girl, and she puts on such a wonderful day.
She does.
We did have a good time, didn't we?
I know. Lauren was telling you off for the amount of champagne that you were drinking.
Oh, I don't. Do you know, I'm a non-drinker. I'm not ever.
You didn't look at that, mate.
Oh, I tell you what, Patty, hanging around Tim and Anthony, it drives you to the drink. Speaking from experience right now.
I thought that might have happened, but it didn't, because I know what happens to me when I have too much to drink. Oh, that's why I don't drink. Because the legs go on me, the head goes on me, and apart from anything else, I'm old.
Oh, you're not old?
Well, I am old. You have to be honest, I'm old.
Now, Paddy, before we get to, because I think you and I particularly have to talk about the new love affair that is Anthony Kalia and Bert Newton during Greece.
What about them? They're driving me, man.
Oh, I'm telling you, I'm with you. You and I need to get on the drink just talking about this. But before we get to that, we're going to talk about you. Now, I just noticed, because we're such a professional outfit, Anthony and I, producing this show, we did some research called wikipedia.org. And I knew
you actually researched this.
No, it was a 10-second search.
Don't sound so surprised, Paddy.
I just copied the page over to a Word document. But I noticed on there it spoke about you performing on the Tarak show, which is also with Denise Drysdale. Was that right?
No, that was wrong. So you see, you got that. No, it is right. Yes.
I was going to say, because I'm sure I spoke to Denise about that.
Yes. No, Denise and I have been friends since we were about 8 years old, and we're good friends. And I tend to do that. So look out. You'll probably be still my friend when I'm 110.
But I
do clutch on to people a bit, and we become sort of lifelong friends. I haven't got a lot of them, but the ones I've got, I treasure. And Denise is one of them. She's we went to Mae Downes Dancing School together.
Yes,
and we started off in the Tarak show. I started on telly when I was about 8.
Oh my goodness.
On a show, it was called Stairway to the Stars, with a man called Eric Pierce, who used to do the news on 9. I went into a thing called Swallows Genius, which is with Brian Naylor as the compere. He was
brilliant.
He was sort of a it's a Young Talent Time show, you know. It's that was what the show was about.
With talent.
Johnny Young before Johnny Young, yeah.
Before Johnny Young, yes. Before Johnny Young. And it was that's what it was called, Swallows Juniors, because it was sponsored by Swallows, and I left there to go into theatre.
On Joy 94.9.
I left school at 14 and a half.
So you left school at 14 and a half, and you've done all right. Look at you.
Well, I don't know whether I have. I don't know.
Now, we'll get on to Bird, don't worry. you're someone like Bird also who just won't stop performing. Like, because you're still doing some, like your shows, because you're a singer, and I think you're still kicking the old, you can kick above 90 more than any of us can.
Well, no, I can't, but there you go.
That's not what Bert tells me.
don't believe a word he says. I mean, you know, he is a shocker.
He
tells stories things that you were telling me, Anthony, I mean, I've never heard of.
He's a shit stirrer. He tells me off because apparently now he goes home and you say that I bring the worst out of him. I actually don't. And then I get back to work the next day and he tells me, he goes, oh, Paddy was telling me off because I dropped the F-bomb.
But, you know, it's a funny thing. Bert actually doesn't swear. He never swears. So it must just be, it's you.
Thank you.
You're such a bad influence.
I'll own that. Yes. Thank you. If I can be a bad influence on a 77-year-old man and bring the worst out of him, I'll own that. Thank you.
I know he'll be drinking Chambord in no time. Hey, Paddy, we also noticed, because being a hip and happening thing, we haven't got you on Twitter yet. We noticed that, which I can understand why, because some people who don't have Twitter normally have a life.
No, that's true. I did Celebrity Apprentice, and they're desperate for you to be on Facebook and Twitter and all of that. To be honest with you, I'm good at text. I'm good at getting my emails, but that's about where I go. You know, I'm not that great at anything else.
But how are you meant to slag off people on reality singing competitions if you're not on Twitter?
I've got a phone.
And you just go and drive the planet to wreck, and then you go talk about
there
it.
There you go. Hey,
look, you know, haven't you ever heard about, you know, it's not Sex in the City, it's gossip in the city.
Totally.
We just all get together and talk about it.
And we want to keep that alive because we're actually going to make up a Twitter account. Now, you can use it or not, but even this morning, we are officially here. They're going to make you up a Twitter account, and we've asked people to come in with some...
Oh, look, I'm so grateful.
You're so patronizing.
So
that's fabulous. Oh, look, you know, could all those people that hate me, could you all write in, please?
Oh, there's nothing better than hate mail. You put it straight on your business card, don't you?
I love it.
Well, no one's going to hate you, my God. But
everybody hates me. I have one particular person that writes to me once a week.
How? How are they writing to you? By a carrier pigeon? What's going on?
Well, to be honest, we live near a school, and I think she must drop her child off to school and then think about all the hate things and drop it in my box. But there
what?
You go.
Oh, some bitch, Mum.
You need to get on Twitter and you can give it back to her.
Yeah.
I even got an envelope with some dog poo in it. And I thought, that's lovely.
Are you kidding me?
Come to this.
Okay,
you are so grounded to have a Twitter account.
We need to get you a Twitter. Thank you so much, Paddy. We enjoy talking to you, and thank you so much that allows me to working with your husband. And I'm sorry if I corrupt him a little bit too much.
I love you lot, and don't forget, Anthony. It's the prayer for me at my funeral and Ave Maria at Bert's funeral. So, your book.
Lock it in. That's it.
I'll give you mates. Now.
I'll give you mates' rates.
Thanks so much, Paddy. Thank you.
See you soon. Bye.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.